Merci, monsieur.
Thank you, President. The first mandate of Luxembourg as a member of Human Rights Council will draw to a close at the end of this month. Allow me to begin by thanking you personally for the leadership you've given to the work of the Human Rights Council in 2024. And my thanks also go to the outgoing Bureau and the colleagues from the Secretariat, and like Eric Tistunet, who has recently retired. It was a responsibility and an honour for us to have been able to serve alongside you on the Human Rights Council. Our sincere congratulations to Ambassador Lauber and the other members of the newly elected Bureau for 2025. President, over the past 3 years, the priorities of my country have served as guidelines for the work of the Council, thanks to the tireless work of my colleagues from our permanent mission, and I would like to warmly thank them for their commitment. I can tell you how satisfied I am to have proactively contributed to the defence of human rights defenders, notably in the Russian Federation, to better inclusion of human rights objectives in sustainable development goals, and the establishment of expert groups in the field of the human rights of peasants and for free primary and secondary education. And Luxembourg's also gone through the UPR as part of the fourth cycle. Thank you very much for the recommendations that were addressed to our government. Personally, it was a privilege to serve as a vice president of WEOG during the work of the Council as a focal point and as a co-facilitator, along with my excellent colleagues, Mayra McDonnell-Alvarez of Bolivia, on rationalizing the efficiency of the Council, and the co-facilitator on the challenges of new technologies and artificial intelligence and the digital gap. Allow me, in this regard, to particularly thank His Excellency Professor Mohamed Bourri, the Ambassador of Gambia, for the excellent cooperation over the course of the year on the subject of new technologies, AI, and the digital divide. It's an honour for me to subscribe to the words of his intervention this afternoon on a subject that, of course, will be a matter of concern in the future for the Human Rights Council. President, in a world that is facing multidimensional challenges, this Council needs to be in step and in tune with the world and its mandate. A clear institutional framework is, of course, an asset, but we will have to see what changes we can do collectively, and this requires a certain degree of flexibility and openness of mind and political will to make sure that we turn challenges into opportunities and to guarantee universal application of human rights with a view to implementing these without bending from our mandate. I firmly believe that the presidential declaration that we have just adopted is working in the right direction and is the fruit of consultation from different areas of co-facilitation that you, President, judiciously launched at the beginning of the year. And these were completed by our discussions around the recent Rabat retreat. As an observer from the 1st of January, you can all count on Luxembourg for continued support and respect for human rights. I thank you for your attention.